There is a variety of signing, and we call it Hong Kong Sign Language, and the language is used by, you know, any deaf signing persons in Hong Kong, and they would know Hong Kong Sign Language.
And is there a need for specific or proper accreditation for Hong Kong Sign Language?
Accreditation system for Hong Kong Sign Language or for the interpreting in sign language?
Perhaps you can elaborate on either.
Okay. At the moment, the Chinese University of Hong Kong is, you know, conducting a lot of research on the linguistics and the language structure of Hong Kong Sign Language. And I think this is important. And at the same time, we are trying to organize training programs in Hong Kong Sign Language for CHK students according to the Common European Framework for Common Languages. So we call it SEFR. Okay. And so I think this is sort of system that we would like to adopt in the future. Not for accreditation at the moment, because we haven't yet received, you know, any request for accreditation about the proficiency skills in Hong Kong Sign Language at the moment. However, what I want to emphasize is that we should have an accreditation system for sign interpreters in Hong Kong, because we see more and more people requesting for sign interpreting services, and at the same time, a lot of sign interpreters themselves actually are hoping that there will be such a system to oversee the quality of sign interpreting in Hong Kong.
Now, based on your survey, only 10% of the 185 sign language interpreters you polled had experience working as full-time interpreters. So can you tell us about the situation? How bad is it at the moment?
At the moment, I think, you know, deaf associations with government subventions, they will provide interpretation services whenever deaf people, you know, ask for, you know, this service. But most of them are just sort of one-off services. But there are also a lot of needs of deaf people, and when they need this service, they would first of all approach the Deaf Association for support, because sometimes, you know, the Deaf Association may not be able to render the service to them, so they would need to ask around. So usually they would ask for free services from interpreters that they trust. And most of these interpretation services would be done voluntarily.
And so does that mean there is actually enough work to go around? Or is there enough demand at the moment?
So demand is always there. And I believe the demand actually far exceeds, you know, what we can supply at the moment. Mm. As you can see, you know, on the register of the Hong Kong Joint Council for People with Disabilities, we have a register there for sign interpreters, and we only have about 55 on the register. However, when we conducted the survey, you know, these few months, we received 185 informants. That means there are quite many interpreters, you know, floating around in society, but they are not on the register.
Now, you're also calling for a systematic training. So perhaps can you tell us a bit more about this? Do you feel that the quality of the sign language services at the moment is not up to standard?
We actually, every now and then, we receive, you know, expressions of concern and sometimes complaints from interpreters and even from deaf people. Because, for instance, yesterday during the press conference, you know, one of our deaf informants told us that, you know, that in fact she wanted to receive, you know, further training. She wanted to receive the CEF from the government to further enhance, you know, her life skills and further professional training in a lot of domains. Unfortunately, because sign interpretation is not given, and as a result, not given by the providers, okay, of the organizers of the programs. And as a result, she has to, you know, give up this idea of, you know, further enhancement of her skills. So I believe a lot of the deaf people who want to receive social services or even education, especially, they will not be given, you know, sufficient support in this respect.
Now, currently, where could people sign up for sign language related courses in Hong Kong?
If you just look around, I think there are two programs that are still very active. The first one, I would say, is organized by the Hong Kong Society for the Deaf, and it is called Certificate in Sign Language Interpretation. It started in 2018, and it had its third round of training completed in 2023. And their program is anchored, you know, at QF Level 3. And the next one is organized by the Chinese University of Hong Kong, the Center for Sign Linguistics and Deaf Studies. We started the first round of training in 2017, and the name of the program is called Professional Diploma Program in Sign Language Interpretation, anchored at QF Level 4. And I think basically, because we saw an increasing number of applicants to this program, and that's why we would like to start a survey, which is first and the foremost in Hong Kong, we would like to see, you know, the actual situation of interpreting services. And we are glad, you know, to receive a lot of, you know, very, very enthusiastic responses from the interpreters in Hong Kong.